We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. And by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Logan, everybody, I'm Roger Hoover alongside our producer and engineer, Tom Stipe, and we're glad to welcome you to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide, everyone. Well, we're thrilled to have you here for what is our penultimate Hey Coach radio show of the season. Next Monday, we will be back here at 6 p.m. for the final show of the school year. That'll be the final one until August when we start preparing for the 2021 Alabama football season. Speaking of football, it was great to see so many of you at Bryant-Denny Stadium this past Saturday for the 2021 Golden Flake A-Day game. The White defeated the Crimson 13-10. It was outstanding to see a glimpse of what Coach Saban's team may look like coming up this fall. We also enjoyed celebrating the 2020 National Championship team following the A-Day game. A national champion in his own right is former Crimson Tide quarterback Greg McElroy. He led the Crimson Tide to the 2009 National Championship. It was the first of the Nick Saban era. He is now an analyst for ESPN. We'll start the show by catching up with him about spring football for the Tide, plus some NFL draft prospects for former Alabama players. The NFL draft starts next Thursday night on April 29th. Many of you Saturday did a football and baseball doubleheader on campus, catching the A-Day game at Bryant-Denny Stadium, then heading over to Sewell Thomas Stadium, where Alabama defeated Auburn in walk-off fashion Saturday night. And tonight on the show, we'll also be doing a football and baseball doubleheader as we're joined by the baseball coach for the Crimson Tide, Brad Bohannon, to get his thoughts on the Auburn victory, plus where things stand for Alabama midway through conference play. Coach Bo will join us around 6:30 tonight here on the show after we visit with Greg McElroy. To join us on the show, you can give us a call on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline at 877-202-BAMA. A reminder, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. You're listening to Hey Coach from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Greg McElroy joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds. today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Celebrate the Crimson Tide's 18th national title with the University of Alabama National Champions Visa Check Card and Checks from Regions Bank. As a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the official bank of the SEC, we're here to help you keep cheering on the champions. To order your new Crimson Tide check card and checks, visit regions.com/gobama. Roll Tide. Regions Bank, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now is the best time to buy because you can get great offers on the Ford vehicle lineup. We build Ford trucks that offer outstanding performance and capability. We build Ford SUVs that offer versatile and convenient features to help you every day. And because Ford trucks and SUVs are built for this, you make Ford America's best-selling brand. Come see why at your local Ford store, based on 2020 calendar year total sales.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented to you by Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. This is Roger Hoover with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Now let's go to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline and say hello to a former Crimson Tide quarterback and now an analyst for college football on ESPN, Greg McElroy. Greg, Roll Tide. How's everything going?
Roll Tide, guys. Good to hear from y'all.
Well, really good to hear from you. How's everything going around this time of the year? As we just saw spring football wrap up for the Crimson Tide, we know there's some spring games that you've been involved in as well. Just what's this time of the year like for you, Greg?
Well, it's fun, actually. It's that time of year when the juices are flowing a little bit, because when you see nearly 50,000 in Bryant-Denny, it feels like home, right? I mean, it's starting to feel like we're getting a little bit closer to normal. Been watching some of those baseball games on the SEC Network, too. And have seen places like Mississippi State and Ole Miss just rocking and stuff like that. So it's been really a lot of fun these last couple of weeks in kind of diving back into some of these teams, knowing that the season's a little over 100 days away. So right now it's pretty light as far as my workload's concerned. I did a show today with Joey Galloway, Woody Nix, and David Pollock, just kind of previewing the weekend and kind of wrapping up this past weekend. So it's a fun time of year because you get to kind of whet the appetite and speculate on who's going to be good, who's not going to be good, and what these teams might look like here in the fall.
Yeah, and any glimpse that we got of the Crimson Tide certainly was impressive to see. It was great to see Bryce Young a little bit at quarterback. But what were some of your takeaways when you were able to watch A-Day from this past Saturday?
Well, the biggest thing is, and I think I, alongside every person that bleeds crimson and white, I want to see Bryce Young. That's really ultimately what it was all about with me. When there's a quarterback competition in Tuscaloosa, it's not only one of the biggest stories in our state, but it's one of the biggest stories in the college football world. And the fact that Bryce Young now is in a position to potentially be the starter, of course, You know, I think Paul Tyson is obviously going to have something to say about that. And who knows what the fall might look like with Jalen Milroe. So I'm really encouraged by what I saw from not just Bryce, but I thought Paul Tyson did a nice job too. And what is kind of a difficult spot. I've been the backup quarterback or the guy that was running with the twos, and I know how hard that is. So it's tough sledding from time to time. But I thought Bryce did a nice job. And it's not exactly a situation where he's going to be able to showcase his talents as well as probably in a realistic game setting. I mean, he's a naturally athletic guy that makes people miss. And while, yes, he did have the one where he scrambled to his left, juked the guy out, went back to the right and found the running back down the right sideline, that's a little bit of what he'll probably do on a play-in, play-out basis. But you can't really always highlight that when you're wearing a black jersey. So it's one of those where we're not in a situation where we have a great understanding of what he can potentially be, but I got to take Coach Saban's word for it, and he feels real pleased based on some of his comments. He feels real pleased about what he's seen from the quarterback position all spring, and I think Bama at this point is in a luxurious spot. A lot of teams would kill to have two quarterbacks that are capable and that you can win with. Most teams only have one, and some teams have none. So I think Bama's in a position of strength right now as far as the depth of the position and some of the playmakers they're going to be surrounded by.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how similar is it to, you look back to the 2008 season, a great year for Alabama winning the SEC West, a year behind John Parker Wilson. You know he's graduating, so you know the spring of 09 is really your time to get the first team reps for the first time in a Crimson Tide jersey. Do you see any comparisons between that and what now Bryce is trying to do after Mac Jones had a very successful season winning the national championship?
You know, I mean, obviously we've all been there, and I think what I always did, I mean, in quarterback competitions, whether it be you know, in school and high school and in college and in the NFL, it was always, and I want to leave no doubt. You know, right now, the unfortunate thing, though, with the transfer portal and everything else, leaving no doubt isn't always a good thing for the team. Because sometimes, and I know we've seen it at our place, I mean, we've seen guys go on to what they would consider to be greener pastures because they lose a quarterback competition. And sometimes you're left with a very bare cupboard because of that competition being basically decided at the end of the spring. So I was in a position when I would compete against, whether it was Star Jackson or Thomas Dara, when we were competing back in 2008, I mean, I was in a fortunate spot to be able to kind of leave the spring as the odds-on pretty much the starter. I mean, I was the guy throughout the summer and throughout all of spring. And I knew that Star and Thomas would be back. We'd continue to compete, but for all intents and purposes, they knew they were probably going to come up short in the quarterback race. So it's a little different nowadays, but I think Bryce did a really nice job of kind of playing under control, showcasing some of that playmaking ability. Well, still, and I think Coach Saban, I might be taking some of his words here. I think if Bryce would have gone out and gone like 15 of 16 for 238 and four touchdowns, I'm not sure Coach would be real happy. He'd want to coach him up for the next 4 months. So I think it was pretty much a perfect scenario for what they did. There were a lot of positives, a lot of bright spots, still some things that you can coach up and work on throughout the course of the summer while the competition continues.
Yeah, some really big bright spots for not only Bryce Young, but Paul Tyson as well. And you mentioned the transfer portal, and now we're hearing that we're going to get to this rule where you can have the one-time transfer, have immediate eligibility. Is that just going to make this transfer portal, the college football Wild West, even wilder over the next few years? I mean, what do you expect is going to pan out, be some of the consequences of this rule?
Well, I think it was designed to give players opportunity, naturally. But right now, there's 3,200 players in the transfer portal. And I think as of last year, I don't have the numbers in front of me, the updated numbers. Only about 10% of guys that entered the portal came out with an FBS scholarship on the other side. So we're talking about a lot of guys that think the grass is going to be greener, and yet they enter the portal, and there's nobody that's really willing to bring them in because they're trying to evaluate them based on high school tape, which in some cases might be 2 or 3 years old. So I really strongly dislike the transfer portal. I think it makes it difficult for coaches to coach players hard because I think a lot of players nowadays, and you can't discipline players either because you're in a situation, hey, a guy is not going to class. Hey, young man, if you're not going to go to class, you're not going to play. He said, all right, coach, well, that's fine. I'm not going to go to class, and I'm going to transfer. So I think it makes it really difficult on the coaches now, as far as roster management. I also think it is really difficult to kind of make people become the players that they're capable of potentially coming within the program. For instance, I mean, if I would have left after my first year, who knows what would have happened? I just wanted to stick with it and keep grinding, know I was going to get better in the program, and hopefully when I got my chance, I would make the most of it. That was my whole approach, and that's just not the approach nowadays. So I don't like the idea of the one-time transfer without penalty. I think there are extenuating circumstances. For instance, if there's a coaching change or if there is a philosophical change, I'll use our example. What if, for whatever reason, they went and this is purely hypothetical, so let's just take this out. What if Bama, when I was in school in 2007, decided to hire Paul Johnson instead of Nick Saban, and they decided to run the triple option? Well, that wouldn't work real well for me. I'm sure that not many people listen to this are that surprised by that. That's not exactly earth-shattering news. That wouldn't have worked real well. So as much as I loved Bama, as much as I wanted to graduate and go to school at Bama, I wanted to also play football, and that offense just wouldn't be to my benefit. So I think there are extenuating circumstances like that in which I can get past the one-time transfer because coaches are changing all the time. But I think more bad is going to come than good with this. And as a result, teams like Bama and Clemson and Ohio State, they think this is going to hurt them. I actually think they're going to get better because teams and players are going to chase championships and chase opportunity to play on the biggest platforms. And the teams that are doing so consistently, like our team is, those are the teams that are going to reap the rewards.
Before we go to our first break, I did want to ask you, I know you're getting ready for the Texas A&M spring game broadcast on ESPN coming up this weekend. We saw the Aggies take a big step forward last year under Jimbo Fisher. Do they have enough to kind of reload and stay competitive at the top of the SEC West, do you feel like, this year?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine at this point. I don't think Jimbo would even be able to tell you with a straight face. He knows what he has. I think he likes the trajectory of the program. And I think there's a lot to be optimistic about based on what they accomplished last year. And if you really look at it, after they played against us in the second week of the season, they were a totally different group the rest of the way. And they learned something about themselves. They figured out what their identity needs to be. And they learned to run the football and establish the line of scrimmage and be really physical while using play action. Are they going to be that team again this year? I don't know, because they lose five offensive lines. And they are going to have a quality offensive line because they've recruited the position really well, but that was their backbone of their team. They're also going to lose Kellen Mond as a four-year starter, and while he did have bouts of inconsistency, his bright spots were pretty dang bright. And the best example probably being against Florida last year in what was probably the best performance of his career. So I think when you have to replace that much, it's going to be really difficult to replicate the same style. But at the same time, with how they've recruited, I'd be shocked if they took a massive backseat. I think they'll finish no worse than third in the West. But it's going to be kind of dependent on what happens at Auburn and obviously if LSU is able to bounce back.
Certainly fun to be talking some football with former Crimson Tide quarterback Greg McElroy, now an analyst for ESPN. We'll continue our conversation with him coming up in a moment. Do want to remind you to make your next tailgate or homegate legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. More of Hey Coach coming up in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Today, singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one.
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two.
Virtual play dates. Social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three.
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together.
Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT,
GOAT, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org/Shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Coach, is presented to you by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com and find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. Roger Hoover at Baumhauer's joined once again over the phone by former Tide quarterback Greg McElroy and also former NFL quarterback Greg McElroy. And, Greg, you've been through this process that now Mac Jones, so many of his teammates are going through, getting ready, getting evaluated for the upcoming NFL draft. Just speaking about Mac Jones, just what is this process like for him? He told me on Saturday he's never taken more IQ tests in his life.
That's probably the most surprising thing ever, too. I mean, and you think going to the NFL, it's all about your physical attributes. What are you? How do you throw it? How do you run? All this. While that stuff's important, I was blown away by how much, and I think they do this just to mess with cerebral quarterbacks. Mac, of course, is remarkably smart. So I think they just try to see, all right, seriously, let's find out how smart you are. Seriously. Like, I'm tired of this nonsense. I've heard that you're smart. I know you had a 4.0, all this other stuff that Mac Jones had, but let's find out for real how smart you are. So I think they do it maybe just to mess with them, but it's an interesting process, and it's an exciting one, too, because you worked your whole life. You worked your whole life. The sacrifices that you made starting at a remarkably early age to become a football player in high school, to position yourself to potentially get recruited, to buy in to the program and buy in to the culture of the program while waiting your turn. You finally get that opportunity. You take advantage of that opportunity, and now you've parlayed it into likely a very high draft pick and potentially becoming the face of a $1 billion organization. So he deserves every second of this. He had such a remarkable year. I just couldn't be happier for him. And I think it's one of those periods where no matter how it ends up, whether he goes 3rd overall to San Francisco, whether he goes 15th overall to the Patriots, who cares? You know, this is an amazing story, and what an amazing ride he's been on. And I think the thing, and I'll use Coach Saban's quote when thinking about the next few days, this is not the end, this is the beginning. And I think that's what's so exciting is he needs to view it that way. Wow, this is a lifelong dream, and he's going to cash in. He's hopefully going to have a remarkably lucrative contract and all these other things. This is the beginning of hopefully what's a 20-year journey for him. I know that's probably his goal, and I think all of us as Tide fans and alum, you know, hope that can be something that he's able to realize here over the next couple decades.
No matter really where he goes, what kind of offense he fits into, what's the most NFL-ready part of Mac Jones' game right now in your eyes?
Well, I think he has great mechanics, but I also think he's extremely accurate. He throws receivers open, which is a big part of being successful in the NFL. By the time you see them come open, it's already late. So he does a good job of anticipating and knowing where he's able to exploit the defense before the defense even knows that's where he's going to try to attack. So I think that's a big part of it. He obviously knows how to prepare, too, like a pro. I mean, there's no program in college football that does a better job of getting you prepared for the mental hurdles, the physical hurdles that you're going to have to deal with as a young player in the league. So he's obviously practiced against the best. He's trained with the best. And now he's going to have the opportunity to do so on the highest level with pretty significant odds, obviously. and it's going to be awesome to watch. But I think he's just very, very smart. He knows how to prepare like a professional. He's got great feet. He's athletic enough. Everyone say, well, he's old school. He's a throwback. He runs fine. You know, if I need him to run a 4.440 on a kickoff, then we got problems. All right. So I'm not worried about Mac Jones at all. I think he's going to have a great NFL career. And you can make the case. And while I love Tua, and I love Tua like my son, I mean, I'd want to name my son Tua. I love him so much. I think you can make a case that Mac's the most NFL-ready quarterback that's come through Alabama since Saban's been there. So it's an exciting time for him, and I just can't wait to see where he's going to find a home, because I know that's who I'm going to be rooting for, along with the Miami Dolphins, for the next however many years.
Same for us. That really sounds good. Greg McElroy will get more thoughts from him coming up on some other NFL draft prospects that formerly wore the Crimson Tide jersey when we come back in a moment. Do want to tell you that tonight's performance of the week goes to Alabama's Ryan White, who last week was named the SEC Female Swimmer of the Year. Junior from Harriman, Utah, is the first member of the Crimson Tide women's team to earn SEC Swimmer of the Year. That is your performance of the week presented by APS, Alabama Professional Services. For all of your residential and commercial foundation, waterproofing, pest control, termite and lawn services, go to alabamaprofessional.com. More with Greg McElroy when we come back. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now is the best time to buy, because you can get great offers on the Ford vehicle lineup. We build Ford trucks that offer outstanding performance and capability. We build Ford SUVs that offer versatile and convenient features to help you every day. And because Ford trucks and SUVs are built for this, you make Ford America's best-selling brand. Come see why at your local Ford store, based on 2020 calendar year total sales.
Thank you, Alabama fans, for your continued support this year of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, and our great-for-dipping tortillas. Game Day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
Hindsight's 50-50.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
It's not rocket surgery.
Some quotes are better than others. If you're in the market for auto insurance, give Alpha's new quote and bind tool a whirl. With on-screen discount alerts, you can see how much you'll save click by click. And if you bundle your home or life insurance with Alpha, you'll save even more. A penny saved is a penny earned. Start saving with Alpha today. AlphaInsurance.com.
Head to Jack's to try our delicious new Southern Fried Green Tomato BLT, stacked with crispy bacon, fresh lettuce, and new fried green tomatoes.
or choose from Jack's Southern BLT lineup, including the Big Traditional Big BLT or the fresh, never frozen chicken BLT. Classics in the making. Now available for a limited time, starting at just $4.99. Only at Jack's. All about the South.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented to you by My Eye Doctor. Eye care and eyewear really are better together at My Eye Doctor. Now with 20 locations to make your next eye appointment more convenient, visit myeyedr.com to learn more. Roger Hoover with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, joined once again over the phone by ESPN analyst and former Tide quarterback Greg McElroy. And Greg, I asked you about Mac Jones in the last segment. I want to ask you about some of these other players that Alabama has from this national championship team. They're gearing up for the NFL draft. Who is the most NFL ready among this group?
Well, first of all, now that you're at Baumhauer's, I found out you're there. I'm starving. Can you throw me some gooey fries? Like, I need some gooey fries up here in Birmingham, please. Whatever.
Headed your way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I need like you said, Baumhauer's. I immediately like, oh my god, I miss Baumhauer's. I can just drive over to Best Savvy Dough and check them out. So that's awesome. As far as NFL ready, I mean, it's hard not to say the wide receivers. It's hard not to love Najee. It's hard not to love Patrick Surtain. But I'm going to go off the grid, and I'm going to say Landon Dickerson. I know he's coming off an ACL, but if you look at that young man and what he was able to do over the course of his time in Tuscaloosa, I mean, he really was the tone setter. I mean, for a very long time, and you could tell, obviously, just how much he meant to his teammates when he was able to go out on the field for a kneel down at the end of the game. I love that young man. I think he's big and physical and has that nasty, mean streak that you just love in an NFL player. Like, I could see him fitting so beautifully really anywhere in the AFC North. I mean, those that aren't real familiar with the AFC North, it's Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, and or Cincinnati. It's a really physical division. But I think him in a Pittsburgh Steelers or a Baltimore Ravens jersey would just be a thing of beauty. So I would say he is definitely the guy, because the other guys are getting so much love and attention. Let me throw a little love at the center. And as a quarterback, I got to know where my bread is buttered, and I got to give love to those big guys up front.
Yeah, I mean, you got to love the friendship between he and Mac Jones right now. I mean, Mac can't do a single interview, it seems like, without Landon right there. I don't know how I landed an interview with Landon on Facebook a few weeks ago without Mac. I mean, those guys have been inseparable during this whole process. That's been a lot of fun.
I've been scared to interview Landon, really, for longer than 2 or 3 minutes, because I'm scared I'll ask a question he doesn't like and he'll punch me. Or, you know, we'll have to get the beat button ready or something. Like, he's wild now. He's a loose cannon. I was doing an interview with Mac, and he was doing cartwheels in the background. I mean, just the cartwheels. I said, Landon, you got an ACL. Like, will you stop? If you get hurt and it's on camera, like, I could never live with myself, because I'm fine. I've been running on it for weeks. Like, are you cleared? He goes, no. I'm like, oh, my God. He stresses me out, man. Yeah, they have a great friendship. And that's what you want in a quarterback-center relationship. I mean, one of my best friends in school was my center, William Vallejos. I mean, we were as close as it gets in college, roomed together for a bit and everything. And then I couldn't room with him for too long. He's a little too dirty. But all things considered, man, there's just nothing like that quarterback-center relationship. You guys got to have each other's backs through everything, and you have to be able to think the same thing every single play. He's working on the offensive line communication. I'm working on the external communication, and then we got to communicate together without even saying anything. So that's a special relationship, and it's cool that I think people have been able to see behind, you know, the closed door and see behind the curtain with how that relationship and how those interactions took place.
Well, Greg, as we start to wrap things up, we know you're traveling to College Station, getting ready for the Texas A&M spring game broadcast coming up on Saturday. But will you get to travel around a little bit this summer and do some of the campus visits and get to see more of really summer practice and fall practice than you were able to? Of course, last year couldn't go anywhere, but you're glad that things are starting to get a little more normal. Kind of what's the summer going to be like for you?
Yeah, and no one missed spring day. I mean, no one ever says this. I love media days. You know, because everyone comes to you. I can go 18 minutes to the Hoover Galleria and be there in 2 seconds. So I really look forward to media days. So we'll have that going, obviously, in July. And then in the fall, I will try to get out. I want to go see Coach Harsin at Auburn. I, of course, will make at least one, probably two, probably five trips to Tuscaloosa at some point between now and then. And then, of course, if I could, I'd like to go see Coach Leach at Mississippi State. A lot of people are starting to feel pretty good about what Mississippi State brings back. So go take a peek at what they might look like. So try to get to the places that are within driving distance and see as much football as I can, because I sure miss going to practice and being around the guys, getting to know the players and stuff like that. That was, an unintended consequence. You just didn't have the relationships last year with the players that you usually do. I did with the Bama guys, but that was really it. So I didn't feel like we could properly tell their story all the time last year. So that's a real point of emphasis for me, at least coming up this fall. And I look forward to diving deep into the SEC footprint here as we start to near that football season here sooner than later.
Well, we can't wait. And again, we'll get some gooey fries on their way to you at your house. But thank you for joining us tonight, Greg. We really have enjoyed catching up about the Crimson Tide and what's ahead now for the NFL draft and later on this season. But thanks again for your time, and Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
That's former Crimson Tide quarterback Greg McElroy. When we come back, we'll be joined by the baseball coach of the University of Alabama, Brad Bohannon, talking about a big series win against the Auburn Tigers. Back with Coach Bo in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
Celebrate the Crimson Tide's 18th national title with the University of Alabama National Champions Visa Check Card and Checks from Regions Bank. As a proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the official bank of the SEC, we're here to help you keep cheering on the champions. To order your new Crimson Tide Check Card and Checks, visit regions.com/GoBama. Roll Tide. Regions Bank, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The stretch of the pitch. Breaking ball ripped down the line. It is a fair ball. It'll get into the corner. Rounding third and scoring will be Denton. And Bama wins it on a walk-off.
Part of a walk-off weekend for the Alabama Crimson Tide in baseball, Chris Stewart with the outstanding call as Alabama got a series win against the Auburn Tigers. Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Roger Hoover with you from Baumhauer's in Tuscaloosa. Now we're joined over the phone by the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Brad Bohannon. And Coach Bo, I bet you loved watching the replays of some of these games we had this past weekend as Alabama got a series win against Auburn. Roll Tide, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Roger. Man, what an awesome weekend of college baseball. I mean, take the wins out of it, but, you know, you're talking about three games that were back and forth and one-run games, and obviously doing that against your rival and walking them off twice, one time in extra innings, was pretty special. So I actually enjoyed it yesterday. Usually, you know, you only get 3 or 4 hours to enjoy it, and you got to turn the page and get ready for the next game, but I got a whole day to enjoy that weekend.
Well, that's pretty special. And again, your team is just continuing to learn how to win. We even saw that a little bit earlier in the season, the walk-offs against Wright State or the tight games against Stetson. How much is that paying off now that we are in the deepest part of SEC play?
Well, I think it's huge. And I thought we played a very quality preseason schedule the first month, especially considering that we were all coming off the pandemic and the kids hadn't played a lot of baseball. And we had a very inexperienced club. So we had a lot of closer games those first 4 weeks than I would have liked. We had to have the experience of playing from behind and being confident late in the game, even when things aren't going your way. And, you know, I would like to think that's a small part of the success that we're having. But, you know, I said from day one that I really believed in these kids and the team that we have. And we have really strong intangibles. And just like every club, you've got plenty of strengths and weaknesses and areas that we need to improve upon. But these kids, they really compete and they really play hard for each other.
I think fans really not surprised to see in the game one victory, Owen Diodati get the walk-off. He had the walk-off grand slam earlier. We've known him for getting some huge hits throughout his career. But what can you tell us about the game on Saturday with Jim Jarvis getting the game winner, just completely stroking the ball to left field, making Auburn try to make a spectacular play, but it ended up being the game winner?
Yeah, I was just really pleased for Jim. You know, he hasn't had a great season offensively. You know, really nice player and has done some really good things defensively. And I try to take a step back periodically, and now that we're halfway through our league schedule and there are a lot of times that we play that we have 6 or 7 guys that in our 9-man lineup that are going through the league for the first time, and Jim's one of those. And even though he's been here a year and a half, you forget that he's young from an SEC baseball standpoint. And then you take a look back as well at some of these pitchers that we faced in league play the first couple of weeks. And, you know, you take Arkansas and you take guys like Jackson Wiggins and Paulette and Copps out of the pen and Gunnar Hoglund and Nikhazy for Ole Miss. These are what big leaguers look like when they're 20 years old. And, you know, no disrespect to the teams that we played the last couple of weeks, but, you know, it takes a little while to get used to that. And I think that's kind of what we've seen from Jim. I felt that he was a better offensive player than he has showed to this point. And, you know, he had a really good at-bat against the same pitcher the previous at-bat. He had a hard line drive to left field and started an inning. And I just thought, hey, it's kind of a gut feel of like, hey, you know, put a good swing on him last time. Let's let him lead off and see what happens. Or let's let him have the at-bat and see what happens. And he came through for us.
Well, Saturday it was great to see as well. Your starting pitcher was Connor Prelip as he works his way back, was able to go the first inning. We saw Antoine Jean after that. He had just previously made a start the week before against Texas A&M. But what'd you like from what you saw out of those two guys, and then what's the plan for them moving forward?
Yeah, you know, we were hoping to get 2 innings out of Connor. You know, a 25-pitch inning, and he labored a little bit. Certainly did fine. Wasn't as sharp as he normally is or what he will be. And it doesn't matter how many times you throw in the bullpen or throw at practice to a, you know, live simulation hitter. It's just not the same as being out there in front of a full crowd and having that adrenaline going. So we just went conservative and got him out after that 25-pitch inning. And, you know, Antoine had a rough day, but he feels good. He feels healthy. And pitching is just like hitting. It's something you have to do consistently, and you got to be on the mound consistently. And not surprised that those two guys weren't at their best this past Saturday, but they're both going to be a big part of whatever success that we have the back half of the season.
Yeah, what do you hope to see, especially from Connor Prelip this upcoming weekend against Kentucky? Is he able to be stretched out a little bit more, one inning here, one inning there? What does it look like for him?
Yeah, you certainly would hope so, and a lot of with him is just going to go on what we see with our eyes and how he feels, and we would, you know, ideally just like to gradually build him up. So You know, he hasn't done a lot since he pitched Saturday. He's played, you know, catch, and obviously, you know, there's some soreness, but nothing that's abnormal. So we'll just kind of see how he progresses throughout the week and make sure that he's, you know, completely healthy. And, you know, we would certainly hope that we'll get 15 to 20 more pitches and try to do that every week and see where it goes.
Well, the catcher that they're pitching to is Sam Prater. He is the SEC Player of the Week. Just what a tremendous week you put together between the Samford game, the Auburn game, hitting a lot of home runs. But you just got to love how he manages this club on the field as well as anybody in the SEC.
Sam's a great player. And, you know, I said that in the preseason that I wouldn't trade it for any catcher in the country. And he's done a phenomenal job this year of catching and blocking. I mean, he's just a really high-level receiver, and he's a brick wall back there. And can really throw, and he started the season off slow offensively by his standards, by how good he is. And I'm not surprised that he's swinging the bat well for us right now. I'm surprised that he got off to such an extended slow start. So I thought it was really cool that he got recognized for being the Conference Player of the Week. That's just a tremendous honor, and certainly something that he was worthy of. Really happy for him, and expect him to have a big back half of the league play.
Absolutely. That question about Sam Prater was tonight's first question. It's brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. We'll continue visiting with the baseball coach for the Crimson Tide, Brad Bohannon, when we come back. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
I love providing for my teenager. When she's got a question, I'm there. When she needs some cash to pick up lunch with her friends, she knows she can count on me. But I won't always be in the next room. And because I love her, I want to teach her financial responsibility. That's why together we opened a Squad student banking account. No hidden fees, low balance alerts, easy money transfers. It's perfect, just like her. Learn how Trustmark can help you leave your mark at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, flutters the heart. Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Get 0% APR for 48 months on a new 2021 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through May 3rd, 2021. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,083 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
You hear it all the time, the small-town kid who went off and became successful. But why is it that people think you have to go somewhere else to make something of yourself? At Alabama's community colleges, you don't have to go far away. Here, you'll learn new trades, gain the latest skills, earn transfer credits, or learn any number of things that will help you enhance your life. Alabama's community colleges. You don't have to go far in life. Visit accs.edu/gofar.
Hey Alabama fans, this is Roger Hoover. Join me on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central on the CTSN Facebook page for Crimson Drive, presented by Regions Bank. This new show keeps you connected to Alabama athletics with exclusive interviews, fan interaction, and the latest news on the Crimson Tide. Make plans to join us each week for Crimson Drive, Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central on our CTSN social media platforms. Roll Tide with Crimson Drive.
A glance towards second, now the 1-0. Fly ball, left field, well hit. Going back, Ward, still going. It's going to bounce off against the fence. Rounding third, heading for the plate, and scoring the winning run is Drew Williamson. And Bama walks it off again.
Another walk-off call for Chris Stewart as the Crimson Tide rolled to victory against the Auburn Tigers. That was the game on Saturday. Jim Jarvis getting the game winner for the Crimson Tide. This segment of Hey Coach is presented to you by Royal Furniture. Shop Royal Furniture in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Memphis, or Jackson, Tennessee. For the lowest furniture prices all season long, that's online at royalfurniture.com. We continue visiting with the head baseball coach at the University of Alabama, Brad Bohannon. And Coach, really a little bit of time to celebrate, like you mentioned yesterday, kind of take a deep breath and take a look at what you've done so far in conference play. Now you get back at it tomorrow. What can you tell us, first of all, about tomorrow's opponent, North Alabama, what you hope to see at the Joe?
Well, I decided to get back out there, and Grayson Hitt's going to start. And, he's a guy that's got a bunch of talent, and good chance that you'll see Jake Eddington and Eli Giles out there. Those are three freshmen that have a lot of talent, and they've had their ups and downs, and, you know, certainly at times for all three of those guys, you can see that they're guys that didn't play high school baseball last spring. They're guys who weren't here for summer school that spent the entire fall semester learning their way around campus and learning our signs and how to warm up and all that stuff. And I think all of them, at least in their last two outings, have shown some progress. So, obviously want to play good defense and string some at-bats together, but really excited to see those three freshman arms and hope that they take a step forward collectively.
Then this weekend, step back into conference play, now going back on the road to face one of your former employers, University of Kentucky, but it's a very good Wildcats ball club, 7-8, same record as Alabama. Just what can you tell us about the Wildcats and what we can expect this weekend?
Well, I think it'll be another dogfight. I mean, you look at Kentucky, it's statistically very similar to us when you look at the league numbers and obviously have the same league record. So I would expect that all three games will be tight, within one run in the sixth or seventh, and hopefully we can continue to get big hits late and making pitches when we need to, and we can win a series.
And it was a really fun weekend, it seemed like, for your team this past week, the week before against Texas A&M on the road in College Station. Did they play loose? Did they enjoy kind of the road trip like you hoped they would?
Yeah, the kids have been awesome, Roger. You know, our theme, I try to coach them hard in the fall and in the spring. Our theme has always been just go play. We have to play situational baseball, but don't play to the scoreboard, don't play to the opponent. And we're getting pretty good at that, and that doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect and we aren't going to make mistakes. But the kids did a great job when we went to Texas A&M and we finally played nine innings for three games in a row. We made some mistakes here and there, but the kids did a great job of just competing. And I thought we brought that back with us when we played Sanford midweek, and we did that throughout this past weekend. So that's something that I hope we can kind of bottle up and take with us going forward, that we just continue to play with a high level of intent, focus, and competitiveness, regardless of the score or the opponent for nine innings and not just six or seven.
We've seen your lineup stay really consistent, especially with the position players and the infield. But in the outfield, we've seen some mixing and matching. Will that continue over the next few games, or are you starting to get a rhythm of guys who are more comfortable in different spots out there?
Well, I would love for it to be a set nine, and I just don't think we're there yet. And I think in any sport, any coach would tell you that a lot of times your best defensive team is not exactly the same as your best offensive team. And I think that really shows in our outfield. We misplayed a couple of balls this weekend. And there's guys out there that swing the bat better than they defend. And some defend and aren't swinging the bat great. Some are right in the middle, So, we'll continue to probably play matchups. And if anybody wants to take a big step forward offensively, defensively, then, that would be great. And, I think all those guys that have gotten time out there have been really mature and patient and been ready when they've gotten their opportunity. And, they certainly all have strengths and weaknesses. So just fortunate to be at a place that we have some options where we can still win games with. And, it may stay the same and it may change, and we'll just kind of take it game by game.
Coach, as we wrap things up, just how much did you enjoy getting to see Sewell Thomas Stadium with 50% capacity? Really great crowds all throughout the Thursday to Saturday series. And I know you want to see those fans back not only tomorrow night against North Alabama, but also the upcoming SEC games we have coming up at the Joe. It was a special atmosphere, especially on Saturday.
Roger, I've seen the pictures and heard the stories of the Joe back when Bama was competing for SEC championships consistently, and for all the obvious reasons, haven't seen that since I've been here. And I've always said that, hey, we got to do our part first. Our fans have been unbelievably supportive and patient with me and our staff and the time that we've been here. And Saturday was special. and we were only at, 50% capacity, but man, the fans were in the game, and it makes a difference. It is so hard in this league for young college kids to go on the road and to close games out in front of big crowds that are into the game. So I can't thank our fans enough for 3.5 years I've been here, but especially this weekend, it made a difference. And just really hopeful that everybody had a great time and they'll continue to come out, because these kids are fun to watch. It's a really, really fun group. They've got talent. They really, really compete. And I think our best baseball's in front of us.
Certainly hope so. Well, Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. We look forward to seeing you back at the Joe coming up tomorrow, then Kentucky this weekend. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide, Roger. Thank you.
All right, our thanks to baseball coach Brad Bohannon. Hey, Coach, is also brought to you by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite game day food, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Together tastes better. Back to wrap up the show in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can't run, but you can't drive high. You can't run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, and flutters the heart. Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Lease a new 2021 Toyota RAV4 LE for $249 a month for 36 months. Offer valid through May 3rd, 2021. Well-qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. $3,548 due at signing. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, Bama fans, Hibbett Sports has the hottest footwear from Nike, Jordan, and Adidas, including the latest releases of retro Jordans, KD, Kyrie, LeBron, and more. And Jordan, Nike, and Adidas apparel to match toe-to-head. At Hibbett, we reward you for your purchases. Become an MVP today and enjoy exclusive perks for shopping with us. Learn more at Hibbett.com or visit your local Hibbett Sports store. Hibbett Sports is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide!
You hear it all the time. The small-town kid who went off and became successful. But why is it that people think you have to go somewhere else to make something of yourself? At Alabama's community colleges, you don't have to go far away. Here, you'll learn new trades, gain the latest skills, earn transfer credits, or learn any number of things that will help you enhance your life. Alabama's community colleges. You don't have to go far to go far in life. Visit accs.edu/gofar.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
Cook's Pest Control.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. We've got baseball, softball, all coming up. And thanks for listening to Hey Coach Tonight here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.